I want to share the other scripture out of Acts. Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. Now, the first part of Acts was written by Dr. Luke. And he opens up the Acts of the Apostles with this part. Dear Theolopus, in my first book, I told you about everything Jesus began to do and teach until the day he ascended to heaven, and given his chosen apostles further instructions from the Holy Spirit. During the 40 days after his crucifixion, he appeared to the apostles from time to time and proved to them in many ways that he was actually alive. On these occasions, he talked to them about the kingdom of God. In one of these messages, he was eating a meal with them, and he told them this. Now, this is a red letter part of it, which is attributed to Jesus' words. He said, "Do not leave Jerusalem until the Father sends you what he promised. Remember, I have told you about this before. John baptized with water. In just a few days, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." And then we come into the subtitle of this particular part of the scripture called the Ascension of Jesus. When the apostles were with Jesus, they kept asking him, "Lord, are you going to free Israel now and restore our kingdom?" In red letter edition, Jesus says, "The Father sets those dates, and they are not for you to know. But when the Father and the Holy Spirit come upon you, you will receive power and will tell everyone about me everywhere, in Jerusalem and throughout Judea and Samaria and into the ends of the earth." Then it was not long after he said these things, he was taken up into the sky while they were watching and disappeared in a cloud. And they were straining their eyes to see him. Then two white-robed men suddenly stood there among them. And they said, "Men of Galilee, why are you standing here staring at the sky? Jesus has been taken away from you into heaven. And someday, just as you saw him go, he will return." May God add his blessings to all the readings of the scriptures that we had this morning, because we are anticipating the return of the Lord. When? Jesus said, "Only Daddy knows. Only Daddy knows." But it's about witnessing. And that's what we'll talk about here a little later.